Y'all lovely people can go ahead and sit down. Dear Heavenly Father, as always, just guide my words. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to start off with this, with my title. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy, but I love being here. As Eric talked about, we did have a conversation this morning, and I genuinely just enjoy being here. I enjoy being in the presence of God. I enjoy being here with you lovely, crazy people, because I know most of you, and I've known most of you for quite some time, and some of y'all are a little nutty. Some of y'all are a little more nutty than others. That comment was more so directed to my father. But you're welcome. But anyway, so another thing that I enjoyed was the fast that we did. It was very interesting for me, because like Miss Shanice back there, well, a little bit different, but kind of like her. I never really ate breakfast. I would get up, I'd shower, I'd get myself ready, I'd go to work. That's just what I would do. But I made myself eat breakfast throughout the entire fast. I have continued to eat breakfast every morning since. And honestly, I can say I'm more awake. I feel a lot better. You know, it's like, so sometimes the things that we do aren't always just spiritual things. Sometimes it's physical things, because we have to take care of our physical bodies too. But moving even past that, Pastor had us read Isaiah 43. As I was studying that, and we can go to Isaiah 43 and chapter 8. Verse 8. And as y'all get there, I'm gonna keep talking. So I don't know how y'all's Bibles are set up, but mine is set up where it's got complimentary verses on the sides, commentary at the bottom. So I'm reading everything. I'm usually laying in my bed when I did it. I'm just laying in my bed just trying to understand what's going on. Eventually I get to verse 8, and it says, bring out the people who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. And I think I was really concentrating on 4 verses a day. So when I stopped right there, I was just like, okay, I got to read more. There's got to be something else I can read for that one. So I go into the complimentary verses, and it says Ezekiel 12 and 2. So let's go to Ezekiel 12. And I've kind of been stuck. And I don't mean stuck in a bad way, but I mean I've just kind of been stuck on that sense. Like, other than the verse of the day that my Bible app sends me every day, like, when I go to read my Bible, this is what I've been reading. So I'm just going to go through verses 1 through 16. Again, a message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, you live among rebels who have eyes but refuse to see. They have ears but refuse to hear, for they are rebellious people. So I got a little bit more understanding for Isaiah 43, verse 8, even just with that. Okay, dealing with rebellious people, okay. But something told me, keep reading. So I kept reading. So verse 3, so now, son of man, pretend you are being sent into exile. pack a few items an exile would carry, and leave your home to go somewhere else. Do this right in front of the people so they can see you. For perhaps they will pay attention to this, even though they are such rebels. Bring your baggage outside during the day so they can watch you. Then in the evening, as they are watching, leave your house as captives do when they begin a long march to distant lands. Dig a hole through the wall while they are watching and go through it. As they watch, lift your pack to your shoulders and walk away into the night. Cover your face so you cannot see the land you are leaving, for I have made you a sign for the people of Israel. So I did as I was told. In broad daylight, I brought my pack outside. I filled with things I might carry into exile. And then in the evening, while the people looked on, I dug through the wall with my hands and went out into the night with my pack on my shoulder. The next morning, this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, these rebels, the people of Israel, have asked you what all this means. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. These actions contain a message for King Zedekiah. Apologize for the mispronunciation if that is what it is. In Jerusalem, for all the people of Israel. Explain that your actions are a sign to show what will happen and what will soon happen to them, for they will be driven into exile as captives. Even Zedekiah will leave Jerusalem at night through a hole in the wall, taking only what he can carry with him. He will cover his face, and his eyes will not see the land that he is leaving. Then I will throw my net over him and capture him in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon, the land of the Babylonians. Though he will never see it, he will die there. I will scatter his servants and warriors to the four winds and send the sword after them. And when I scatter them among the nations, they will know that I am the Lord. But I will spare a few of them from death by war, famine, or disease, so they can confess all their detestable sins to their captors. Then they will know that I am the Lord. You read a lot throughout Ezekiel, you find out that he says that a lot. And then you will know that I am the Lord. So the easy thing for me to ascertain about these verses was that God was setting his people up for punishment. He was like, hey, this is what you did. This is your consequence. But some of you will be all right because people still need to know. So that's what I assume that most people would gather from that. You know, God is a very loving God, but God don't play. When it's time for things to happen and we ain't doing what we're supposed to do, God puts his foot down and says, well, enough is enough, and you did this. So I have to act accordingly. But what really captured my attention was the first few verses. So verses 2 through 7. Yeah, 2 through 7. And I'll reread those real quick. So now, son of man, pretend you are being sent into exile. Pack a few items an exile could carry and leave your home to go somewhere else. Do this right in front of the people so they can see you. Perhaps they will pay attention even though they are rebels. Bring your baggage outside during the day so they can watch you. Then in the evening, as they are watching, leave your house as captives do when they begin a long march to distant lands. Dig a hole through the wall while they are watching and go through it. As they watch, lift your pack to your shoulder and walk away into the night. Cover your face so they cannot see the land that you are leaving, for I have made you a sign for the people of Israel. And then he says he did exactly what he was told. How nutty do you have to be to do all that when you know you ain't going nowhere? Ezekiel won't go nowhere, but God told him to do it. So as crazy as he might have looked, because clearly they didn't understand, because if you read the next few verses, God comes to Ezekiel and is like, hey, these people don't understand what's going on. So go ahead, just tell them plainly. This is what's happening. Sometimes, in order to get God's message across, we have to look a little crazy. I'm not saying crazy to the point where we make God look foolish, because God wouldn't allow that. God would never want us to look dumb, stupid, whatever word you decide you want to use in that place. God doesn't want us to look foolish. But sometimes we have to do things that may not be so comfortable. This man was told to pack his stuff as if he was leaving, as if he was going into exile. He was told to dig a hole through a wall. Like, and then not only that, he was told to do it when God knew these people would be watching. That's strange. That is not normal. That is not normal every day. Okay, I love you, Lord. I'm gonna do what you tell me to do. Blah, blah, blah. No, that is different. That is unique. Not everybody, we can all be honest with ourselves. Not everybody would do that. I don't know if I could do that. I would hope that I could, but for you to look that crazy in front of all these people just to get a message out from God sounds a little extreme sometimes. But sometimes we just have to do what's necessary. There's never going to be a time where God tells you to do something and he's just like, you can maybe do this. No, we got to do it. And if we decide not to, just like the people of Israel, there will be consequences. Or just like Jonah, my favorite person in the Bible, we'll have to do, again, consequences, and then we'll still end up having to do what God told us to do. It's okay. I think sometimes we get to a point where we get scared or we get nervous about how we should go about God's business. But we all need to be like Ezekiel. There was no questioning. There was no hesitation, at least from what I've read. There was no questioning. There was no hesitation. He just did what he was supposed to do. And he got his message across. We are, as Christians, supposed to be unique. We are supposed to be crazy. We're supposed to be crazy about Christ. So sometimes being that unique person requires us to do unique things. It requires us to not do what we would normally do. It would require us to do things a little bit differently than the way we normally would do things. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is getting across God's message, whatever that might be. If it means, hey, telling the people of Israel that they gotta go, and they're gonna be captured, some of them gonna die, some of them not gonna die, but they still gotta confess with their mouths what they did, we gotta do it. If it means we gotta go to the grocery store on a day we don't normally go to the grocery store, you just go. Because there's a reason why God wants you to go. If God tells you while you're in the grocery store, start singing this certain song. Sing the song. Because there's somebody that needs to hear that song. There's somebody that needs to hear you. No, and by all means, I'm not saying that this is easy to do. By all means. Because it's not. God asked Ezekiel to do something that looked crazy. Ezekiel did it. Ezekiel always seems to just, he was God's messenger at the time. Ezekiel did what he had to do to get God's message across. As most of you know, I'm not always the most comfortable up here. I might look comfortable, but before I'm up here, I'm sitting in the back, I'm closing my eyes, I'm nervous, blah, 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 whatever. And that's kind of just normal now, because all I want to do is give what God wants me to give. And granted, I will also say this, this is probably the easiest message that I've ever had. It just, kind of thanks to Pastor, kind of just fell in my lap. I'm still sitting back there, man, is this what you want me to do? Is this how you want me to go about it? You know, like, yeah. None of this stuff is easy. None of this stuff is always comfortable. But sometimes, and also, believe it or not, guys, I don't like talking. Talking isn't always my favorite thing to do. But if this is what God requires of me to stand up in front of you guys and give his message, it's just what I'm going to do. Regardless of how I feel about it, regardless of if I want to, that it's irrelevant. You do what God wants you to do, and you keep it. That's about all I got. So, yes, it's okay to look a little nutty. It's okay to look a little crazy, even when we don't